the Top 5 at 5 on the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis. Brought to you by Builder Supply Outlet. True outlet prices every day. Now home of the Edge, kitchen and bath showroom.
It's the Top 5 on the Rokan Show. Let's go!
I got an extra large premium chef's cutting board made of the finest American maple wood, crafted in the USA exclusively for the Edge kitchen and bath showroom, valued at $100. Woo! Look at that. Experience the Edge at Builder Supply Outlet on Cermak Road and 25th Avenue in Broadview, or now the newest location, the Edge in Orland Park. Yeehaw! Caller number 19-312-917-200. Caller number 19-312-917-200. Rips us off. Checking in at
number 5.
That's what this is, the one I woke up to today, and then everything else just didn't seem right.
The minute hand on the doomsday clock ticked one closer minute to midnight. As the bulletin of the atomic scientists says, it's seeing an increase in dangers to humanity, whether it's climate change, nuclear warfare. The group took the, quote, unprecedented step of moving the clock 30 seconds closer to midnight to leave it 2.5 minutes away.
Mm-hmm. These are Chicago-based atomic scientists at the U of C campus,
Physicist Lawrence Krauss, who is on the board, criticized the president and Vladimir Putin.
To step back further from the brink will require leaders who have both revision and restraint. President Trump and President Putin, who claim great respect for each other, can choose to act together as statesmen or act as petulant children risking our future. We chose the doomsday clock 70 years ago because we feel it allows us a rare opportunity to reach the global public directly with an enduring icon and to raise the profile of urgent global existential threats that the public needs to be aware of to act responsibly. The future of the clock and our future is in your hands.
Okay.
Okay.
You're feeling good about that.
Happy Thursday, everybody.
Closest has been to midnight since 1953, when the U.S. and the Soviet Union were, you know, involved in a nuclear arms competition.
Trump.
Tension.
It's good. And Putin, too. Well, they're getting along. So who says we should be enemies? We should be friends. And then blow each other up. All right. Okay. 70 years. That's the what I got out of that. We've been doing this this little hokey pokey dance with the doomsday clock for 70 years.
Right.
Since 1947. That's very exciting. Yeah. I'll be honest. I mean, I know it sounds scary. It's a great headline. This is a bunch of guys sitting at the University of Chicago deciding what they think is actually happening.
Kind of combing through the politics of the moment.
Yeah. Yeah,
they want to start conversations, and certainly they do.
Yeah, I mean, thermonuclear exchange, I don't think it's on anybody's mind right now. Korea really is the North Korea, not South Korea, but North Korea certainly is a situation that takes us closer to the brink. I just think that his point that Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin don't seem. The leadership of the two major nuclear forces in the world are in the hands of one guy who is a nihilist fascist, and the other guy is Vladimir Putin. All right, let's go to number four. Last night, in his broadcast interview, the president talked exclusively with ABC's David Muir. Trump addressed violence in Chicago.
If they are unable to fix it, that's when you would.
Well, so far they have been unable. It's been going on for years, and I wasn't president. What's going on? So all I'm saying is to the mayor, who came up to my office recently, I say you have to smarten up, and you have to toughen up, because you can't let that happen. That's a war zone.
This is a warning.
I want them to straighten out the problem. It's a big problem.
What, you know, this is like you ever have a conversation with your dad? And your dad is like, you know what you need to do? You need to straighten up. You go, well, okay, what does that mean?
What do you
do? You say, okay, dad. And he goes, no, it's not okay. Like, there's no right answer no matter what he says to you.
You're just going to get a beat down.
Right. It was exactly what it was. You need to smarten up and you need to toughen up. But what does that mean?
Right.
Because there are federal laws, actually, that require, like, you know, stop and frisk. Because I think what the president, if I could just read the tea leaves here, I think this is what the president is trying to say to Mayor Emanuel. Like, you know, the stop and frisk, put that back in. It'll be fine. So you just stop people and frisk. But the problem with that is, and listen, I'm going to tell you this, coppers will tell you here in Chicago that it would be helpful to them if they, you know, to walk up on a group of people who are, you know, at 2:30 in the morning, mm-hmm. teenagers standing around on a corner in Chicago, and break them up. That would be very helpful. Problem is that when they do that, there are rules and there are laws about what they can do. And the idea of changing those isn't really just a Chicago problem. It is a national problem. And you have the DOJ and you've got all those other things that you've got to deal with.
Right. I think when he says things like it's very, very easily fixable, or I'd fix it in a week, I think it undermines the problem. It undermines his your belief that he truly understands the problem. Just get it done.
Well, what happened to that
guy, like the dad
Trump said he talked to? Was that last summer or so that said he could solve the problem?
Source.
Where is he?
Right. He's the president now. He can bring the guy out.
Right. Exactly. Call him up.
Maybe you will.
Trump.
Thanks, Violetta.
Today in Philadelphia, he talked about Chicago again.
I said the other day, what the hell is going on?
Democrats.
A lot of truth to them. That is why we will continue to stand with the incredible men and women of law enforcement.
Okay. So the laughter there. Mm-hmm. Because somebody screamed, screamed out Democrats.
Oh.
And then the president said, well, there's a lot of truth to that.
That solving the violence problem is somehow a partisan issue?
Yes, it is. It'd be the fault of the Democrats.
Oh.
You'll get to your three or two in your one, but first, Violetta Biomedics got the WGN traffic trouble spots.
It was the worst blizzard in Chicago history, and one local woman was going into labor at that very time. Now her blizzard baby is turning 50. Tonight's cover story, WGN TV News at 9. It's a story you'll never forget.
Yeah. Top 5-5 continues. Checking in at
number 3.
All right, who had game number 47 in the pool of when Dwayne Wade and Jimmy Butler would break bad on their teammates and the Chicago Bulls?
I didn't see this coming, I'll be honest.
The Bulls blew a 10-point lead in the final 3 minutes to fall to the Atlanta Hawks for the 7th straight time. Now, they made very public pronouncements, mm-hmm. and then to the press, and then they went on the Twitter, because here's the bottom line. Was it the Nets or the Hawks last night?
Hawks.
Okay. Those two guys.
Mm-hmm.
Had a combined Jimmy Butler had a combined 73 points.
Oh gosh!
In the 119-114 loss.
Oh.
All right. So they were two guys.
They pulled their load. I mean,
73 points out of the 114.
Oh gosh!
All right. So more than half.
Okay.
All right. Two guys. Rest of the team, not so much. They also had 21 of the Bulls' final 23 points. Just something to mention.
Okay. And it was a nail-biter kind of thing? Or just cut?
Yeah, it's 119-114.
So it was, okay.
Going back and forth, yeah.
Could have gone either way?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
At the very end?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They were actually in the lead a little bit at the end. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I understand the setup now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Just got to care if we win or lose. End of the day, do whatever it takes to help the team win. You play your role to the T, be a star in your role, man. That's how you win in this league, man. You have to embrace what this team, what this organization needs for you to do on either end of the floor. And on top of everything else, man, just play every position. I mean, every possession like it's your last.
I think it got even hotter than that. It was like
that was Jimmy Butler. Here's Dwayne Wade.
Okay.
I don't know what happened, but, you know, you with a team that be in these kind of situations and lose games like this, you know, when everyone don't care enough. You got to care enough, man. You know, you got to mean that much to you to want to win. And it doesn't. The losses like this, they have to hurt them. You know, I'm 35 years old, man. You know, I got three championships. It shouldn't hurt me more than it hurt these young guys. They have to want it. And if they don't want it, then we'll show up. We'll play Friday. Hopefully we win. If we don't, we go to dinner again. Keep it going until the season's over. So it has to change. It has to hurt inside.
They're not playing with enough heart, the younger players on the team.
Yeah, reportedly they are. Those were sort of targeted towards Nikola Mirotic and Michael Carter-Williams.
It's like, step up.
Do something.
It's a complete mess. It's a drama-filled locker room.
That's not good.
I think there's issues with the coach as well. There was a moment when Fred Hoiberg looked at Jimmy Butler. It's a call timeout when you get the ball, and Butler just gave him this look like, what? No. And he turned around and walked away. So that's your star talking to his head coach, disregarding any sort of play calling and just doing his thing.
Didn't D-Wade also say, I'm not sure if I'm going to stay with the Bulls? I got to see how they play.
Well, he's a player option after this season, meaning he can stay within his contract with the team or he can opt out and sign with somebody else. And he says a lot of it has to do with the direction of this team and how serious they are about contending. I think you'd keep those two for sure. And
he'd want to. Gee.
Feel free to move everybody else.
No, I like the Fred Hoiberg.
Yeah. He knows how to get it done. By get it done, I mean lose, right, Coach?
Yeah. He knows, really. He's making me look a little bit better. I like that.
Did Wade say I would suggest that not everyone should not go home and eat tonight or something? Like, didn't he say that? I thought I heard him say, but everyone here is going to go home and just not eat tonight. I wish that would happen.
Yeah.
Make them pay for playing so badly.
Yeah. I'm intelligent. Dwayne Wade is one of the great basketball players of this generation.
Mm-hmm.
He is so much fun to watch, has been so much fun to watch, you know, especially in Miami.
especially in Miami.
Yeah, it was something. And a Chicago guy, very proud, you know, Chicago basketball should be very proud of him. High school basketball should be very proud of him. And he's right.
For sure.
And Jimmy Butler's a great star in the league. You got to build around those two guys. Now, Dwayne Wade's not going to be there forever, but Jimmy Butler is a rising star. I mean, it's an all-star.
Mm-hmm.
Do not. And what are you going to be left with? Michael Carter-Williams is like, I don't know. It kind of hurts. My leg kind of hurts.
Who's upset about not getting a starting role? And
my leg is hurting. Yeah. Why am I not starting? Why? Because you suck!
Number two.
The day after the Super Bowl is hard for people to get up and go to work, right? A lot of people, you know, they county jail, they always call in. Like, two people show up at county jail.
They have
after
a problem with, the jail guards.
Yeah.
They don't like to show up.
I don't know what that's about. Well, Kraft Heinz employees are going to get Monday off in an announcement that they call Smunday.
We are not pushing an empty pipe dream here, people. We are leading by never settling an example and giving all employees in the U.S. Kraft Heinz offices the day off on February 6, 2017. And we hope that you will join us. Do it.
Yeah.
Just get the Nobel Peace Prize or something for that. Some sort of major award for that.
Yeah, that's a huge... very popular employer, I'm sure.
Well, they want to make you very happy to buy the Kraft Heinz products for your Super Bowl party.
Well, that's a good way to do it.
I will.
Get some support.
Mm-hmm. The Heinz would like to make this Monday a national holiday.
Do they have queso at Heinz? Because we don't do queso anymore.
They do. You know what I like to do, Meg, sometimes when I don't have queso, is I like to have Velveeta.
Oh, even better. Oh,
you
God.
Put Velveeta in the microwave, and then a couple of jalapeno slices in the Velveeta. And then I make a V with my mouth.
Thank you, Senator.
Ruining queso for everyone. Oprah
and Velveeta.
Oprah also teamed up with Kraft Heinz. Remember, she's got a new endorsement deal for freshly prepared foods.
Mm-hmm.
Something else to celebrate. Getting our minds off queso for a minute. Thank you.
Thank you. Don't you like Velveeta when it's all... You gotta make it in little chunks, and then you put that in the microwave.
With a little salsa, too, yeah.
Maybe with some salsa, and you're making your own queso.
That's what I used to do. I used to mix the salsa with the cheese, and it's so amazing, but I'm not doing it this year, because I'm just like, it makes me sick thinking about it, to be honest.
Number one.
Earlier today, the press was on board Air Force One shooting the first pictures of Donald Trump in his first official ride on Air Force One today. POTUS apparently felt there was no need to put the TV on mute, though, during it. Listen to this. Empire is watching Fox News, and the Empire commercial is on.
That's beautiful.
Hold on, I like this. I like the blonde girl right here. Hold on. Oh, God. Oh, God.
Of course he's watching Fox News. There
you go. All right, let's close this thing up.
The top five at five.